A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Yud Tes, Megillah 19a, pagination, page 37. The Mishnah, towards the top of the page, about 8 lines from the top. Ben Ir Shaholach Likrach, a person of a regular city who would normally be reading on the 14th of Adar, the normal Purim. Shaholach Likrach, he went to a walled city, Purim time, and the walled city would normally read on the 15th of Adar. So the question is, when should he read Megillah? Or ben krach shalach le'ir, and the reverse case. What about a person of a walled city who would normally read on the 15th of Adar, and he's going to an unwalled city, which the people are reading on the 14th? And this is such an important halacha because it could get enormously confusing. You could have a person who either, based on the city that he's in, as he does his travels, could be getting Kriyas Megillah twice, meaning four times for two different days, because he's in the unwalled city on the 14th and the walled city on the 15th. Or you could get the opposite, where the person's travels take them purposely, or just the way it works out, that he's in a walled city on the 14th, and in an unwalled city on the 15th. And in that case, he would ask, does that mean that I don't get Kriyas Megillah at all? So the halacha here is fascinating in that Chazal took into account people traveling from city to city, and they based the psak on the person when he should hear the Megillah based on his plans, based on his intent, such that every person will have a designated time to read the Megillah. And the rule is, im osid lachzor lemekomo, if his intent is to go back to his place, kore kimekomo, then wherever he finds himself, he should read according to the rules of his place. Ve'im lav, and if he does not intend to go back, kore imohen, he should read with the people where he is, because he's locked into their minig, because that's his intent to stay here for a period of time. The Mishnah's concept of intent is so powerful because it sidesteps all the confusion that we described previously. We don't really care where he is at the time of Kriyas Megillah. He could be in a walled city, then in an unwalled city, or vice versa. It makes no difference to us. We want to know what his plans are. And based on his plans, we're going to give him a rule. And he's going to have to stick with that rule, even if he ends up staying longer than intended or traveling earlier than intended. Let's do a drop of the Gemara, and then we'll see how this plays out in Halacha. Amar Rava, Rava said, Lo Shanu, we only learned this concept, that it's based on his intent, Elisha Asid Lachzor Belele Yudalid, that he intends to still return to his own city at night, meaning before it gets day. Aval Ein Asid Lachzor Belele Arba Asar, but if he does not intend to return while it's still night, Korei Imohen, then he gets locked in with the city in which he is in, because if he's there at daybreak, then that's it. He's here. And if his intent was to be there at daybreak, then he's already locked in based on this Takanas Chazal that they legislated the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah based on intent. The wording in Halacha, Simen Tafresh Peches, Sifhei, is Ben Ir Shaholach Lekrach, a person of a regular city that went to a walled city, or ben krach shalach le'ir, or a walled city person that went to an unwalled city, So we have people that are switching from 14th to 15th locations. If his intent was to return to his place, Bizman Korea, at the time of reading the Megillah, and then he ended up getting delayed, and he didn't return. So he finds himself in a situation where his plans of when he was going to read the Megillah differ from the place that he is now. The rule is, Kore Kimikomo. He's going to read the Megillah according to the place of his residence, because that was his intent. It was to return. And then it's just Vinisake Velochazar. He didn't end up going back. Let's go through the different possibilities and appreciate how odd it could end up being. But Chazal wanted to make sure that every person ends up getting a Kriyas Megillah, even if his plans change. There are four cases we're going to keep track of. Ben Ir, a person whose normal day is the 14th. He's visiting a walled city. He intended to go back on the 14th and intended to get Kriyas Megillah in his home city. So then even if he got delayed, he's still in a walled city, he's going to read Megillah according to the 14th, and he doesn't read on the 15th, even though he's still there on the 15th. The other possibility of a Ben Ir is that he intended to stay. And here it gets interesting. He was in the walled city on the 14th with intention to stay all the way to 15th of Adar Shushan Purim in the morning. His plans changed. He ended up, the beginning of Shushan Purim, the night of Shushan Purim, he ended up returning to his unwalled city. So he missed Kriyas Megillah of the 14th. And now he's no longer in a walled city. What does he do for Kriyas Megillah? And that's this rule that kicks in. And that is, what was his intent when the Purim season began? His intent was to remain in the walled city. And therefore, he's going to be locked in to a 15th of Adar, a Shushan Purim Kriyas Megillah. And even if he ends up in an unwalled city, since his intent was to be in a walled city, he ends up reading on the 15th of Adar, despite the fact that he's now in an unwalled city. Let's consider the other possibility. You have a Ben Krach, a person of a walled city. He is visiting an Ir, an unwalled city. But he intends to go back for the 15th. So being that his intention is to go back for the 15th, he's going to be back in a walled city and read with them. That's his intent. So even though he was Nis'akev, he ended up getting delayed and he stayed in the unwalled city, he's going to read on the 15th of Adar, like Shushan Purim, in the unwalled city. The reverse case is that the same Ben Krach, the person of a walled city, a Shushan Puriminer, intended to stay in the unwalled city for the entire Purim season. If so, he's going to get locked in to the 14th of Adar as his Kriyas Megillah. That's what he's going to do. He's called a Poruz Ben Yomo, an unwalled city person. And even if he travels to his walled city, Shushan Purim morning, let's say, he's not going to have to read the Megillah again because he's already been designated, based on his intent, to be, this year at least, an unwalled city person, because his intent was to be there for the duration of Purim. Going back to the Mishnah, that's the wording that you have a Ben Ir or a Ben Krach changing locations, and it's all dependent on Osid Lachzor Lemekomo. If his plans, if his destiny, if his future is to return to his place, then it's Kore Kemekomo. He gets the status of his hometown, V'imlav. But if his intent was to stay here, whether he ended up staying here or not is irrelevant. Kore Imohen, he ends up reading together with the locals, even if he actually changes location and is no longer with them, he's locked in to that local minig, and that is how he's going to read the Megillah. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.